Survivor Series Showdown Special. Tonight, you'll see the Big Boss Man take on the massive earthquake.
Hey, folks. Welcome to the pilot episode of Wrestling 365. It's October 29th, 2019. I'm Stephen Graham, and welcome to this pilot episode. This may be the only episode. We'll see what you guys think. You can let me know what you think at Twitter. My Twitter handle is at Stephen Graham, TWS, Stephen with a V, Graham like the cracker, and TWS. So hit me up there. Let me know if you want me to continue this. And if you do enjoy this, this will become a regular daily thing. With it being daily, that means it will be short. Some episodes could only be just a couple minutes if it's like, you know, I worked a long shift and I'm tired and I'm going to find the shortest match possible to talk about in the shortest time possible, just to keep it daily. And it could be longer depending on what I have to talk about. And, you know, might not always be wrestling, but I'll get some wrestling reviewing in there each day. And the concept was really come up by our good friend Charles from Pro Wrestling Only, who his original plan was, this was years back, to do daily reviews of matches in history. You know, I love that idea. It's so cool. So I'm going to do that, but in podcast short form, or pod blasts, as some people like to weirdly call them. And, you know, this is a pilot, so let me know if you want me to continue. And this is the first time I've ever done a solo podcast, so this could be pretty bad. So if that happens, also let me know so I can stop and you never have to hear this shit again. but let's move on. So the reason I'm doing this today, it's, you know, my day off. And I noticed that Survivor Series Showdown 1990 was actually taped this day. I know it didn't air to right before Survivor Series 1990, but it was taped October 29th at the Market Square Arena in Indianapolis, Indiana, United States of America. And this is one of my favorite matches ever. It's fucking Earthquake and Big Boss Man with like the best psychology ever. And man, I don't generally enjoy reviews of wrestling or movies or reviews of anything that kind of give play-by-play or like this is what happens, but this match is so perfectly laid out that, and like everything has meaning and is there for a purpose, that I think this might be the only way really to review this thing. So, you know, this is going on right before Survivor Series. So Earthquake, Barbarian, Haku, and Dino Bravo, the Natural Disasters, versus Hogan, Boss Man, Jim Duggan, and Tugboat, the Hulkamaniacs, with obviously the winner moving on to the Ultimate Survivor match. So that's what this is kind of building towards. But really, this is all about the Heenan Boss Man feud, which Heenan's on commentary with Gorilla, and he's they don't mention Boss Man's mom, but I thought this whole feud was built around Boss Man's mom, and I guess Rude was fired by then because he was mean to Boss Man's mom and stuff like that. But so this plays in later on in the match, but early on, Gorilla's kind of just egging on Heenan to, you know, why don't you go out there and confront him now, you know, be a tough guy. Which he actually kind of does later, but obviously not as a tough guy. I just want to talk just a small amount about Boss Man as a babyface, which we know Boss Man is a heel and is a huge, like a big man, right? Like he was built as a monster. He was one of Hogan's guys. You know, he superplexed him off the top of the cage. You know, he's this monster guy, but as a babyface, he had this ability to be really small and so much fire. He's actually a lot like Dustin Rhodes, Goldust, who is a really big guy, but like just can make himself very small when he's a babyface and selling. And it's quite the talent, and very few have it. when you're a big guy, you're kind of destined to be a heel sometimes, and most of the time, really. And Boss Man's one of the guys who I think he's better as a babyface, to be honest. So he's facing, you know, one of the best heels of all time, one of my favorite heels of all time. And man, yeah, it's on YouTube. Go watch it. And I realized this is going to be a lot longer than a normal, my planned episodes, but what can you do? It's two of my favorite wrestlers. So let's see. This match starts off with, you know, Lockup and Quake just shoving, you know, Boss Man around. And one of my favorite things is Earthquake flexing. And he does it a couple times after he pushes him around. And it's so great because he's got like no like peak to his arm at all. So he's just flexing like he's fucking Hulk Hogan or an Adonis or something. And there's like nothing, you know, bulging in his muscles. It's so good. It's so cocky. It's such a heel. It's so great. So he slams him around a bit. He slams him around a bit, and we just have the speed versus power, where Bossman's just kind of slipping around, trying to get punches in. It's a huge uppercut, but Quake is just, he's too good. He's too good. So after this little bit, Quake just catches him, body slams him, and goes for a running stomp, which I've never seen him do. But they do this, like, movie-esque scene, or like Loki versus Amazing Red, where Earthquake's doing these running stomps and Bossman's just rolling away, and he tries it a few times before Bossman rolls the floor and just scares Jimmy. So that's just great. So they get back in the ring. Quake tries to slam him in the corner, but Bossman's like quick and he ducks out of the way, and he does that old like schoolboy, you know, sit on your knees behind the guy and trips up Earthquake. Which is just great. You know, Earthquake trips up like a villain from the 1980s, and which, you know, this is 1990. It's not quite the 80s. And, you know, Bossman tries for a pin. But Quake does the strongman thing of shoving him, like, you know, over his head and pushes him, you know, halfway across the ring out of the kick out, which is pretty great. But at that point, Bossman goes to the freaking top rope and goes for a flying cross body. Like, he's Ricky Steamboat, but he's caught. Like, this is a huge man. He's caught, and he just gets hugely power slammed by Earthquake, which at this point, this signals Heenan that it's probably safe to come to ringside because, you know, Earthquake just squashed him. At this point, and basically for the rest of the match, Earthquake, all of the offense is basically on the back. And so he goes to work on the back. You know, some nice like elbow drops and stomps and stuff. And he gets him in the corner and he does like three or four, you know, Rikishi stink faces, like not the rubbing, but like just sitting on his face like that. And then even does like a full sit down on him. It's pretty good. Then he distracts the referee and he gets a bunch of slaps in while Garuza loses his shit. Huge elbow drop by Earthquake. And then he just puts one foot on him and just kind of stands upright and goes for a pin, you know, like Jericho in the late 90s. It's just, man, Earthquake is so good. And at the two count, he just steps over him. So he just puts his whole weight on him, just steps over him. It's so good. Now we get we got Earthquake going for a bear hug here. And this is where the underdog babyface boss man quality is just shown through here. Like, he's not really fighting back, but there's just enough, just enough there that you can tell that the crowd's just eating him up and wants him to come back. Eventually, you know, they do the arm drop thing, and on the third one, he just keeps it up in the air. And then he just headbutts, and then bites his nose. Like, wrestling's good, you know? I've been kind of down on it lately. I was so excited. I was watching NXT weekly for the first few weeks it was live. And then I watched watched NXT and AEW that night, like those two shows. And in the end of the show, a transphobe MAGA guy was like centered in the ring as the show faded out. And, you know, I was just kind of hoping for more, and I was just so disappointed because, like, you know, you got the WWE and it's It's Jordan Smiles, racist Saudi Arabia stuff. And I just kind of, you know, I kind of hope that maybe AEW might be a little different. And they seem to be, you know, they hired a trans wrestler. They say the right things. And then, Jack Swagger shows up. And I haven't watched since. I probably will come back to it. But, like, it just kind of completely dampened my mood. And the excitement, that initial excitement is completely gone. Anyways, going back to wrestling that I do love. At this point, So after he gets out with the bites of the nose and stuff, Earthquake just, you know, does a quick little shot to the back, and he's back on offense. And just an absolutely perfect hope spot by the Big Boss Man there. Just got the crowd completely into it, but didn't take the momentum away from Earthquake. So we get more stomps, more elbows to the back. Everything's just on the back. He does some, like, running kicks to the back, which I never really noticed him doing before, so that's really cool. Bossman gets a couple punches in his hope spots, but nothing really. Then we get another bear hug, and at this point, you know, he doesn't try to go for the submission win. He just kind of lifts him up and slams him into the corner, and the crowd's just fucking unleashed at this point. So the crowd's just going nuts. You know, Quake is dominating. Bossman's showing fire, but it's just not enough. And then the camera just pans over, and there's Bobby Heenan using the megaphone to insult Bossman. It's just, and I think this leads to Bossmanning up. He's getting punched down, but he's getting straight back up, and he's just showing that fire. And they end up exchanging punches. And it looks like Bossman's doing his big comeback, but a knee to the gut, and that might have ended. But we get an Irish whip by Quake, and he drops his head to go for a back body drop for some reason, and that never works. And that's when Bossman, you know, he hits him, and then hits an enziguri, the Big Boss Man, two count, and that was full comeback, lariat after lariat, so good. And then I think the second or third lariat, Earthquake gets tied up in the ropes like Andre the Giant. And Bossman just slaps away. Slap, 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 slap. It's so good. And he goes for another running crossbody. So, like, he tried one off the top. It didn't work. But now, you know, Quake's arms are tied up, so it's nothing he can do. He hits him on it. Looks pretty good. Jimmy gets on the apron to kind of distract him, but he gets huge uppercutted. He goes for another crossbody. I don't know where Big Boss Man became Ricky Steamboat or Tito Santana, but this is like the closest you'll get. But before he hits the crossbody, the referee was able to free Earthquake, who ducks and gives him a big back body drop over the top. So he finally hits that big back body drop he wanted. Referee's distracted. Heenan stomps him a bunch of times. And then Boss Man starts to get up, and he just slaps himself a bunch of times to fire himself up. You know, like you see in those videos where people are like slapping because they're about to do something big, and Bossman does that, and he could beat the count to get in the ring, but instead chases Bobby Heenan away, so they run to the back and he's counted out. Gorilla doesn't understand how the referee could count him out, even though, you know, he was outside the ring for 10, because the referee didn't see all that interference, so how could he call it? But anyways, that's it. That match, it's about 10-11 minutes. It is gold. Go check it out. Go check out their other Survivor Series Showdown match from 91, which is also great. If that actually happened, because I might be misremembering it. But they have another couple matches on like Coliseum Home Video or something that are all great. But this match to me is just perfect, perfect, perfect pro wrestling. Like, there's no Tiger Drivers or Topes, but wrestling doesn't always need that. And this just, it told a great story. Everything meant something. The crowd ate it up. It further progressed stories. Earthquake and Big Boss Man, two of the most underrated and best wrestlers of all time. Check this out. And I love it. Yeah, so that's me talking about wrestling today on October 29th, 2019. If you guys enjoy this, remember, hit me up on Twitter. Let me know. And at some point, you know, if this gets positive enough feedback, I'll do this every day. Rain or shine, working or not, I will find time to set aside to watch a single wrestling match from this day in history, even if it's a 2-minute squash match, and talk to it about it. I also, if this continues, what I'd be doing is I want to watch Nitros in order. I'm going to kind of skip 95. And so if we continue this once a week, I'll be doing Nitros from 96 and just kind of following them all the way through. So you'll get one longer one a week, at least, where I cover Nitro. Thanks for listening. This has been the pilot of Wrestling 365. Thank you and have a good day.